AK4FXC, listening. This is AK4FXC, anybody on the frequency?
KO4R, you are mobile. Go ahead, sir.
Do you have APRS by any chance?
Negative, not at this time.
I just got a new radio with APRS in it. I'm a truck driver. I'm headed north on 85 and thought I was communicating with somebody on APRS, and he told me to come to this frequency, and I thought you might have been him.
No, I just have mobile. I'm in my truck just doing work up here in Hartford.
I'm not sure where this repeater's at. Let's see, I'm right here around the 62-mile marker on 85, but I feel like I'm maybe getting away from it some.
Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and we've got actually two repeaters. We have one on Paris Mountain. It's in the Greenville area. Then we are the one you're speaking on now, that's the Caesar's Head repeater.
Y'all don't do a net about every night, do you?
Yeah, for you are. We do a net every night at 9 o'clock.
KK4FXC. Yeah, I used to run down this way a lot about the time your net was going on, and I checked into it several times. One of the biggest nets I've ever seen or listened to. I always enjoyed turning to the frequency and listening as long as I could.
Yeah, we had a gentleman a little while ago go silent key on us, and so we did a check-in for him, and we got one night we got 102 check-ins.
I have a cousin. He is the president of the Watauga Amateur Radio Club there in Boone, North Carolina. And I was telling him about your net and how many. When I was checking in, like I said, it's been a few years ago. It's probably somewhere between 50 and 70 people check in just about every night.
We've got a few clubs around here. I know we have Anderson Radio Club, and we have in this area where you are now. You said exit 62, so you're probably passing the Duncan area, the Travel or the Pilot. But you're actually headed in my direction. I'm up here off of exit 70, or 72, excuse me. And but yeah, there's a Greer Amateur Radio Club, and I think a few more. Maybe one on the 10 meter band.
Okay. Will you be attending the Shelby Ham Fest this year?
Sure. I gotta see how my schedule is. I know we've been working sporadically for the past 3 or 4 months. I was going to try to make the one up in Waynesville about a month ago, but I missed it because I had to work.
I'd like to try to get to the Shelby one, but I'm not 100% sure I'll get there or not. I know my cousin, he plans on going. I may just give him some money and tell him to be on the lookout for a few things for me.
I hear that, but yeah, anytime you're passing through here, jump on the net to us. It's every night at 9 o'clock. There's a lot of wonderful hammers on there. I haven't been in the hobby too long, for probably several months now, but there's a lot of wonderful people at the Blue Ridge Society. Plus, some of them's also got it part of the Greer as well, but a lot of great people.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. Like I said, a little bit I talked to them several years ago. I've had my license almost 10 years, but probably I talked on the radio quite a bit probably the first year, and then I kind of got away from it. And it's in the last 6 months or something I really got back into it and started doing some FT8 stuff and slow scan TV, and now I got this APRS radio I'm trying to figure out. So, a lot to it.
back when I was in the Army, and one of the gentlemen up there, he had a ham radio he'd bring with him, and I'd always listen to it. And when I got back home, I eventually bought a radio there, but I do also GMRS as well. So I flip back and forth between ham and that and listen all the time. And my neighbor's like, well, you need to go for your ham license. Go for your ham license. So yeah, one day I started studying, took the exam, and boom, here I am.
Well, I drive a truck, so CB's has always been, you know, part of driving a truck. And I like the amateur radio better. And plus, I always wanted to be able to communicate if something ever happened or anything, and I thought amateur radio would be the best thing to do, so I went and got my license.
Since I've had my license, I've enjoyed every bit of it. I'm just meeting different people from everywhere, like yourself, traveling, going north, you know, on 85. I think it's a wonderful, it's a fun hobby, and station, one second, the KO4RUR, there it ID myself.
KK4FXC. Now, do you do HF or anything?
I'm doing 2 and 10. I'm looking for an HF radio at this time, and I'm hearing several people talk about it. I've thought about getting into CW.
I could do CW. I've not ever attempted it, and I really don't believe I could do it. I have a really good friend, sort of a mentor, and he does HF, and he does a lot of 2-meter and stuff as well, but he never talks on his radio. He only does CW.
I remember listening to a conversation just the other day about two gentlemen talk about CW, and I'm like, but yeah, it's probably going to take me a little while to learn that, but it might take a couple of years. I don't know. A few parts of the radio, I'm a little slow.
Got some apps and different things for your phone and programs for computers and all kinds of things to help you learn, but even with that, I don't know if I could learn it well enough to do it, to be honest with you.
Same way. I think we had a gentleman who was doing, or he does, radiograms. Sort of like a telegram, but I think you do it via the radio. You'll have the piece of paper, and then you have like the call sign, where it's coming from, where it's going, the message body, and stuff like that, and you send it, I guess, via the radio.
Okay, sort of like the slow scan TV where, a couple weeks ago I downloaded pictures from the International Space Station. And then I was on there one day and got some pictures from Canada and stuff. It was pretty neat.
Stuff like that. Like stuff, you know, hearing that's what piqued my interest. That's what gets me the motivation to learn, stuff like that.
See, I'm sorry, I doubled with you on the first of that, but I think I got the gist of everything. But I was asking you, are you normally out here this time of night?
Not usually. I mean, usually I have my radio going a lot until maybe probably about 2 or 3 a.m. It's just we're working with the gas company out here. We're working on a street in Spartanburg, and so I just happened to be in my truck at the time you called in.
Okay. I normally probably come through here around this time, maybe a little bit later. I'm running a little early tonight, Monday through... Well, Friday, Saturday, however you want to look at it. And then, Tuesday through Saturday. So I was just wondering, you know, if I come through here and called, if you'd be out or anything.
Definitely listen out for you, for sure. Yeah, I would give, do some jawing on here.
I went by by your exit there, 72, a few minutes ago. I'm almost up here to 75 now. But I will go ahead and say 73. I think you must be working, which I am too, but I talk and work pretty easy. But it was a pleasure to meet you. The name is Brian, call sign KK4FXC, and it was very nice of you to come back to me and shoot the breeze for a few minutes.
Oh, it's no problem, Brian. I appreciate you as well. It's KO4RUR. My name is Chris, and I'll say 73 back at you, and I guess I'll get out here and see how everything's looking.